If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Recorded from locations that are not 30 Rockefeller Plaza, please enjoy this podcast edition of Late Night with Seth Meyers. Late Night is on hiatus this week, but on the podcast, you'll hear some selections from our shows recorded remotely over the last few weeks. Today, hear Seth chat with his pal, Tracy Morgan. But first, the kind of story we need right now.
Over the past month, the coronavirus outbreak has changed Americans' lives and previously unimaginable ways. The news is full of scary headlines, but in the midst of all that, a few uplifting stories have emerged, which brings us to a segment we call The Kind of Story We Need Right Now. One thing dominating the news these days is our nation's shortage of hand sanitizer. Regular people don't have it. Hospitals don't have it. Not even overprotective moms with giant purses have it, and they always have it. So a liquor distillery in Rhode Island called the Industrious Spirit Company decided to make it, and they're giving it away for free.
One thing we have a lot of is very high volume alcohol that is a byproduct of making our vodka and our spirits.
We were like, hey, let's take this waste product and turn it into something that will help people.
Here you go, buddy.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem.
We're calling it the Wish We Could window. We wish we could give you a hug. Well, we can't, but we can give you hand sanitizer.
This is the kind of story we need right now. While other people are responding to this crisis by hoarding stuff, those guys are responding by giving stuff away. Do you have any idea how much money they could be making? Giving away hand sanitizer in 2020 is like giving away Cabbage Patch dolls in 1985. You wouldn't have done it, kids. Also, I'm so psyched they could make it and still make vodka because at first I thought, whoa. We do need both. Americans have been robbed of so many things we love in the past few weeks, but thanks to those guys, now we can have the thing Americans love most, free stuff. Meanwhile, in New York, due to the coronavirus outbreak, officials canceled the city's St. Patrick's Day parade for the first time in 250 years. So on March 17th, one New Yorker found a way to celebrate St. Patty's Day safely on his balcony. This is the kind of story we need right now. That man helped people enjoy the best part of St. Patrick's Day, Irish culture, without the worst part of St. Patrick's Day, drunk people yelling about how they're 1/16th Irish. Plus, every time I've ever heard bagpipes, I've had one thought. I wish they were just a little farther away from me. Also, shout out to that guy's neighbor who is probably thinking, that is not the story I needed right now. I hear you, buddy. Thank you for your sacrifice. By the way, when I realized he was playing God Bless America, I wasn't crying. You were crying. Over in Europe, several countries have imposed strict lockdowns, allowing citizens to leave their homes only for groceries or medicine, but that hasn't stopped Europeans from having fun, like these two guys right here. This is the kind of story we need right now. Not only are those guys staying isolated, they're inventing new sports. And they're not the only ones. These neighbors in Spain played bingo across an entire apartment complex.
49. 4, 9, 89, 8, 9.
And a farmer in Canada is selling pork to customers by throwing it to them from his porch.
Ready? Yep. Good man. Thanks for coming through.
Pork porch. So that's balcony tennis, long-distance bingo, and the pork toss. When the Tokyo Olympics finally happen, whenever they happen, they're going to be lit. And while we're on the subject of bingo, Matthew McConaughey, the one and only Matthew McConaughey, and his family hosted a virtual bingo night for members of a Texas senior living facility on Monday. And it was, well, take a look.
We got an I-24. Oh! Richard Blutch is waving a hammer up high! We got two winners!
This is the kind of story we need right now. Wooderson grew into such a nice young man. That's what I love about these senior living women. I get older, and so do they. And finally, in Upper Manhattan, fiancés Riley Jennings and Amanda Wheeler were planning to get married this coming October. But when the city started shutting down last month, they ran to the New York City Marriage Bureau and got a marriage license and decided to get married right away instead. How did they do that? While also maintaining proper social distancing? Easy. They stood on the sidewalk with their guests spread around them at a safe distance and had a friend marry them from a four-story window.
To you, Amanda Wheeler, solemnly declare that you take Riley Jennings to be your spouse. Do you promise to love, honor, cherish, and keep her for as long as you both shall live? If so, say I do.
I do!
My neighbor has a bagpipe. Should I get him on his balcony? No. This is the kind of story we need right now. How good does it feel to watch a wedding in the middle of a pandemic? Plus, these women are living the dream. They got to get married without planning a reception. Most couples spend a full year tasting cakes, auditioning DJs. These women looked at their wedding checklist and were like, brides, check. Windows, check. Let's do this. Nothing makes me happier than watching two people get married without spending $5,000 on an ice sculpture. And most importantly, this story settled an age-old argument. Is it a sunroof? Is it a moonroof? Neither. It is a wedding roof. So much is hard right now, and there's so much bad news. So thanks to the people who are finding creative ways to make the good news, because truly, more than ever, these are the kind of stories we need right now.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral Way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
Everybody, I'm joined now by one of our oldest friends.
You better know it.
CBS is the OG. It's Tracy Morgan, everybody. How you doing, Tracy?
What up? Yo, Chef, this is crazy, man. This is freaky deaky, man. I made love to my wife like this last night.
Oh, man, my goodness. Tracy, you've gone through
some freaky... foreplay, and I went like this. This was our foreplay. I took the mask off. That's foreplay.
Tracy, where are you in the house right now?
Right now, I'm in my great room. See my piano, the door's way back there. It's huge, man.
Yeah, do you play the piano?
What?
Do you play the piano?
What? Do I look like I'm down with the Commodores to you? I look like I was the son of the bass player from Earth, Wind, and Fire? Come on. Right. That's what looks, brother.
Let me ask you about something. I know you know something about your aquarium. How are your, I know you have sharks, you got eels, you got an octopus. How are the fish holding up?
They fighting.
Yeah.
They don't like wearing any hospital masks in the water.
You're making the marine life.
That's right. I'm playing safe. I'm being responsible.
Do your sharks have names?
What?
Do you give your fish, your shark a name?
Yep, I'm going to give you a chance to sound intelligent. You don't name fish.
This
isn't a goldfish from Coney Island. This is not that. These are white tips and black tips, and that's what I call them. That's a white tip, and that's a black tip. I don't say that's Chuck and that's Susie. I don't say that. They're fish.
Okay, that's good to know. I know you.
They don't have brains. They just have nerves.
They just have nerves. What about, do you let, how's your little girl, by the way? Do you let her feed the fish?
Yeah, I'm homeschooling her now.
How's that going?
She said the other night, she said, "Mommy's right, you stupid. You need to be homeschooled."
Wow, that's heartbreaking. How is your wife? How's your beautiful wife, Megan, holding up?
She's chilling. She's pregnant. She's pregnant.
Oh, no, she is?
She got pregnant again this week.
So how many times pregnant is she right now?
She's having four. It's been a month, right? Quarantine, four.
Once a week.
Four.
Once a week, like clockwork.
Once a week, baby. I'm old school. I don't pull out.
Did you get have you been hoarding toilet paper, Tracy?
I'm homeschooling my kids, and I'm teaching. I'm going to take them to the turnpike on a field trip and teach them how to get hit by a FedEx truck.
That's what you're going to teach your kids?
On a field trip. My mother's doing, my wife is doing a homeschooling, and I'm the school cook. I'm a lunch lady.
Do you cook a lot at home, Tracy? Because that comes in handy at times.
I have a wife, Seth. I bring home the bacon, she fried up in a pan.
Tracy, are there, in times like this, do you find there are ways to try to keep things? Can you give us some hints of romance? Like, how do you keep things fresh in the bedroom during a pandemic?
Me and my wife are role-playing. That's how you keep your sex life excited. Well, right now, my wife is playing a young maiden whose grandfather was infected with coronavirus. And I'm the scientist who found the cure. And she'll do anything to save her grandfather. And I mean anything.
That's really nice. It's really nice. Hey, wait, you were mentioning, well, you talked about your fish, and we were mentioning your homeschooling, your daughter. Is it safe to let, how old is your daughter now?
She's 6, going on 26.
Is it safe to let a 6-year-old feed fish?
She doesn't feed fish. I never said she feed. What, you trying to get me in trouble? She just looks at them. I don't be letting her put a hand in the eel tank. She don't feed Maury eels.
Tracy, where did this love of fish come from you? Is this something that...
My great-grandfather, Jacques Cousteau Morgan.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't realize Jacques Cousteau Morgan.
Yes, he took me underwater when I was younger, but the flippers couldn't fit my feet, so I used my socks. I just pulled them halfway off.
Wait, so were your feet too big for the flippers, or were the flippers too big for your feet?
I used some Spalding socks. Remember when Spalding used to make socks?
Yeah.
Clyde! Remember Clyde by Spalding? Remember? Remember Clyde by Spalding?
Is that Clyde Frazier we're talking about?
Yeah, you remember the sneakers Clyde by Spalding. That's what the commercial used to say. The commercial used to say Clyde by Spalding. Okay.
This has been, I want to talk to you some more. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to be back with more Tracy Morgan.
You take that quick commercial break, and you come on back to me, Papa.
Welcome back, everybody. We're here with my friend Tracy Morgan. Tracy, this is very exciting. I know you were back at SNL when Eddie Murphy hosted in December. That must have been an incredible night.
Yo, man, that's Eddie. He's one of my comedic heroes. Probably the top comedic hero of my life. To be a part of that monologue was awesome. That's awesome. That's work with Eddie. Imagine that, being on the stage with him. That was awesome.
And then in August, Coming to America 2 is coming, and you got to do that with him. What was that like?
That's Eddie, man. It was magic. To watch him and Arsenio do their thing, those are my OGs. Dope.
Great. You speaking of OG, season 3 premiering on TBS. Congratulations. That's quite an accomplishment.
Tuesday night. Yeah, Tuesday, 10:30, TBS. Yo, Seth, I want you to come on that show, man.
It's 3 seasons. You haven't asked me yet.
Yeah, season 4, you're going to play my parole officer.
Oh, I would like that a lot.
You fit that. You feel like a parole officer. I'm going to take you out of character, but you're a dirty cop. Have you played dirty cop? You're gonna win an Oscar like Denzel did in Training Day. Who would love to see Seth Meyers play a dirty cop? I want you to a dirty cop.
Thank you.
You sniff cocaine off your dashboard of your squad car. Santa Claus this Christmas is going to come down the chimney wearing a hospital mask. He's going to go, ho, 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 ho. We know it's you, mother. Your beard is sticking out.
I don't think he...
Just give us the toys, you prick.
Tracy,
no, there is... I can't take this social distancing. I went to hug my mother, and she gave me her elbow.
Have you been outside at all? Have you gone outside at all?
You know pregnant women got to breastfeed from a distance with their kids? Yeah, pregnant mothers got to breastfeed their kids with a slingshot from 6 feet away. That mouth is their mouth like, what? That milk in their mouth. That milk in their mouth.
You know what the funny thing is? I actually think we're getting exactly as much medical information from you as we are from the presidential press conferences.
Yo, I'm going to keep my head.
Have you gone outside, Tracy, at all? Have you gone outside?
I'm going outside. Absolutely.
What have you done?
What have I done? I peed on the corner like I usually do. I had to pee. I got out of my car and took a piss.
Are there things that you're most upset have been canceled or closed?
Clubs, man. I never thought I'd see the day. Remember when me and you used to go to strip clubs all the time? They closed it down.
They did?
Yeah, you got to go through a drive-thru now.
Oh, what happens in the drive-thru? Shake the
like this in a drive-thru.
Hey, are you using this time? I know you're a cinephile. Yo, you look good.
You want to see a young girl at Cancun? Look.
I have been meaning this. Have you been watching any new films, any new television shows?
I watched The Tiger King.
Oh, did you like it?
That's my family.
That's your family?
Yeah, I'm related to him.
You're related to Joe Exotic?
Yeah, I'm related to him.
That's how my so? Uncle. Oh, he's your uncle.
Yeah, his husband, the one with the meth teeth.
Yeah.
Yo, I met a girl like that. Her eyes look so pretty.
Uh-huh.
Look how mad or she looked like Leon Spinks. You want a comedy, I'm giving it to you.
Baby
if
smooth.
I'm in the supermarket and you can smell my fart, you standing too close to me. You're not 6 feet behind me.
Oh, is that?
That's a fart. That's fart range. Especially after you ate pork and beans and Franks. A can of Campbell's pork and beans, that's school lunch. That's true grit.
It's been such a delight talking to you through these trying times. I do think.
Yo, I got cabin fever. You can't be mad at me, man.
I am not mad at you.
I've been in this house for 4 weeks. You got devil with these kids.
How are the kids behaving?
How are they behaving?
Yeah.
Well, they downstairs in the cage right now. God damn it. Lock these motherfuckers up. I got to lock these motherfuckers up, man.
You got to let them out.
I had to lock these motherfuckers. One of them tried to drop a bowling ball on my head the other night. They're trying to kill me here, Seth.
Oh, Tracy, I'm so glad you're persevering through these trying times. I can't believe your children would do that to you. You're such a wonderful father. You provide for them, and they're trying to drop a bowling ball on your head.
Good kid. Homeschooling, they said, look, daddy, I did math. I said, yeah, good. Good kid.
Every time I talk to you, I forget all the troubles in the world. Today is no exception.
I'm praying for everybody's happiness, and let's get past this, because, Yosef, this is temporary. God is forever.
I'll see you on the other side, my friend, all right?
Love you, Seth.
I love you, Tracy. Everyone, give it up for Tracy Morgan.
Late Night with Seth Meyers airs weeknights on NBC at 12:35, 11:35 Central. Original music on the Late Night podcast is by the HE Band. Don't forget to follow the handle Late Night Seth on social media and tell your friends to subscribe to the Late Night podcast wherever they get their podcasts.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.